Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fire It Up, now on iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, you name it, 101 platforms. Welcome to another edition of the Ground and Pound MMA show with the Hall of Famer Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, and Giancarlo Alino of Barn Burner. All right, two events to discuss today, Saturday, December 15th, as we have UFC on Fox 31. We'll begin with that one from Milwaukee. Hey, guys, you know the last time Rusev and Lana were in Milwaukee, you know what happened? Nothing. All right, this card is the main event. Everybody wants to see this match, right? Right, Giancarlo, let's start off with you. Lee, certainly, who's your pick in this one? Because a lot of people are picking Lee, or a lot of people are picking his opponent.
Yeah, I'm with the people picking his opponent, Raging Al. I thought, you know, he fought Khabib on short notice, and he looked better fighting Khabib on short notice than Conor McGregor did fighting him with a three-month full training camp. So that opened up a lot of people's eyes to just how good Al Iaquinta is in the lightweight division. And he has a win over Kevin Lee. They fought last time. It was 4 years ago, UFC 169. He got the decision win. So a lot has changed. Kevin Lee is a much better opponent, as we saw when he fought Edson Barbosa. But I'm going to go with Raging Al in this. I thought he showed up against Khabib. He looked really good, and I think he's going to carry that over into Kevin Lee, this fight with Kevin Lee, and go on from there.
All right, Steve, do you echo those sentiments?
No, you know, I think I might go the other way. And I know that these two fought at UFC 169 with Iaquinta getting the Duke in that one. As Giancarlo mentioned, it was by decision. And he did look amazing against Khabib, a whole lot better than Conor McGregor did, and fighting him on short notice, as Giancarlo mentioned. But Kevin Lee has not been a slouch either. And, you know, he has had chances for the interim title. And I'm almost curious to see if Al Iaquinta maybe takes a step back. You know, when you have a match like he had against Khabib, and you do as well as he did, sometimes you can think, okay, you know, these guys aren't nearly on my level, and you end up fighting down to their level. And I think that Kevin Lee could surprise Al, and if that is indeed the case, it would not surprise me if we see a third fight between these guys very, very quickly to try and decide who will be the next. The next man in line for the 155-pound title.
All right, the next bout I want to look at, and it's a pretty good bout. Barbosa's in action. Giancarlo, look at that. Barbosa, you think he's going to win as he takes on his opponent? I don't want to say his name, but go ahead.
Yeah, Barbosa's had a rough couple or a few months since last December when he fought Khabib, and Khabib just absolutely mauled him, and it was tough to watch as a casual viewer of the product. And he fought Kevin Lee, same thing. He got outclassed in that fight. In this fight, this is a better matchup for him. It's a favorable one. Edson Barbosa is still, even with the losing streak, is one of the top strikers in the lightweight division. So I think he's going to have a nice comeback, bounce back win here against Dan Hooker, and he's going to go on from there. And lightweight in the UFC is stacked right now. There's Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway. There's talks of him moving up. There's Cowboy Cerrone, talks of coming back down. So there's a big lineup in front of him in that, for the title shot.
All right, back to you, Steve. And another bout, if you want to talk about Barbosa, but Pettis in action also.
Yeah, I do want to go through the Barbosa and Hooker matchup. I'm going and looking through Dan Hooker's record here, and you have to go back a long, long, long way to find the last time that anybody was able to stop him. In fact, you got to go all the way back to before he had any sort of experience in the UFC, and that is back in March of 2012 when Taoxin Wu stopped him in a Legend MC fight. So we're talking about almost 9 years, or I should say almost 7 years, since Dan Hooker was stopped in a fight. And he's had quite a few quite a lot more successes than he has failures in this one. So I'm really excited for that one. I think that he's going to give Barbosa all he can handle.
And how about Pettis?
You know, with Sergio Pettis, you know, I'm not the biggest Pettis family fan. You know, I was not a big Anthony Showtime Pettis guy. Sergio, I think, is probably a rung or two down there. And you know, I don't want to say he gets by on his name recognition, but I don't think he's nearly the fighter that his brother is, and I don't even think his brother is that good of a fighter.
All right. Any other boat you want to talk about before we conclude the UFC on Fox?
Well, for me, I am curious to see what Jim Miller and Charles Oliveira looks like to open the main card. I know Miller, both guys have kind of had taken steps back, and somebody's going to have to, somebody's going to take a step forward in this fight. I think it's probably going to be Oliveira. I think Miller is on his way. And this, I forget if this is his last. This could be his last fight in the UFC. So I think that it's going to be an interesting fight, but I think Oliveira is going to take it.
Okay. Giancarlo, same question to you.
Yeah, I agree with Steve that Jim Miller and Oliveira fight. Jim Miller's been around the UFC for a long time. He's fought some of the biggest names. Some of the top contenders. He hasn't really had that opportunity. Like he fought Nate Diaz. He lost that. That was his opportunity to get a title shot. And then since then, it's just been up and down. And now it looks like he may be on the decline. He's been in the UFC for a number of years. Took a lot of punishment. The age is catching up to him. So I agree with Steve. I think this is an opportunity for Oliveira to add a name under his belt.
All right, so now let's get to Bellator 213 once again from Honolulu, Hawaii. Steve, you want to start us off? I'm not going to start off with the main event. Let's start off with a middleweight fight, Lyoto Machida in action.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that this is probably the one weekend that I would say that Bellator has the better card. Especially name recognition wise, just to get Lyoto Machida in on this card, I think is an incredible run up. And I think that when you look at the card going up against Rafael Carvalho, I think it's a good matchup for him, and I would not be surprised to see him come out on top in this one.
All right, Giancarlo.
Yeah, this is a great matchup. His first fight in Bellator is against the former Bellator middleweight champion, and Carvalho lost to Musasi when he defended the title against him, so he's going to be looking to make a name for himself against Lyoto Machida. Coming in from the UFC on a two-fight win streak, his last fight against Vitor Belfort, that front kick that knocked him out, so he's got great momentum coming into this, and if Lyoto Machida can beat Carvalho, I think he gets the next opportunity at Musashi or Lovato Jr. Whoever comes out of that fight in January.
All right. Any other bout that you want to touch on? King Mo in action. Anybody else that you want to touch on, Giancarlo?
Yeah, the welterweight World Grand Prix fight with Neiman Gracie and Ed Ruth. These two guys are considered the dark horses in that tournament, and you know, Neiman Gracie, Ed Ruth, their styles are going to clash in this because Gracie, the legendary Gracie family, jiu-jitsu. Ed Ruth, he's got that wrestling style, a great wrestling background. So it's going to be interesting to see whose style comes out on top in this. But I'm going to go with Neiman Gracie in this fight. I think his submissions are elite, and I think he's going to submit Ed Ruth in this.
All right. Same question to you, Steve.
Yeah, the Gracie Ruth matchup is really interesting. Both of these guys are unbeaten. You know, neither of them wants to earn their first loss in a Grand Prix. I think that you're going to see a couple of guys come out and really push the pace. You're going to see Gracie look to try and take things to the mat and try and finish things off really quickly on the mat. Ruth is going to try and keep things standing up and just unload. And if he catches Gracie with a big blast. I think that he's got enough power in his fist to amazingly, I can't believe I'm saying this, knock a Gracie out. But I really am interested in that fight. You know, King Mo fighting Liam McGarry is an interesting fight, only because of the name recognition. But I certainly think that it's where it is on the card for a reason.
All right, let's conclude with the main event. Steve, you start us off.
Yeah, Valerie Letourneau and Lane McFarlane should be a fun fight. The Bellator's flyweight division going for the title. Letourneau has had plenty of opportunities, not just in Bellator, but in the UFC. I'm really curious to see how this works out. McFarlane, of course, is unbeaten, and this is probably going to be one of her toughest challenges to date. So I'm really excited for this fight, but I think it's going to be McFarlane staying unbeaten.
And beating the Canadian, eh? All right, Giancarlo, go ahead.
Yeah, this fight, I agree with Steve. McFarlane is unbeaten. She's looked great in all her fights and continues to evolve in Bellator. Now, as the flyweight champion, bringing that event, the first one to Hawaii, her home country, her hometown, against a Canadian. Letourneau has had some ups and downs in Bellator and in the UFC, but I think McFarlane is going to come out on top in this and maybe even submit Letourneau in front of her home crowd.
All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my work on barnburner.ca.
Steve, go ahead.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Steve Carney. I'm on 95.3 WDAE and AM 620 here in Tampa weekdays. And if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, you can certainly listen both live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.